holding up against him in Nun. So yesterday we learned about someone who was Toyim Atafshal. So the Kitzur says it's of Zion. Toyim is Atafshal and Tzorch Melech. You're tasting the Tafshal if it needs more milk. So we're talking about over here a food which is cooking, while it's cooking. You taste it and then you spit it out. Any tzach levach. The yisod of this halacha is that to be chayv and bracha, it needs to be achila. If it's not for achila, if it's not for the ano of achila, for example, it's for ti'ima, so then you don't need bracha. Now, if I'm doing ti'ima and I'm spinning it out, even if it's a lot, it makes no difference how much, but you're spinning it out, there's no bracha. But if you're swallowing it already, yesh safik. Then there's a safik. There's a safik. If I swallow, do I need to make a bracha? Im tzach levach, kim shu b'leya. O yein tzach levach, kim shu kamenas l'achila. L'chein yisoh shechav na'anis menu b'teiras, achil v'yivarach al v'yifla. If one will have kavana to be inherited from it also, meaning you're doing it for tasting, but you're also doing it for what we call for hanaz achila, then you make a bracha. That's the it's given by the Chayada. And Mishru brings it, Rav Moshe brings it, it's also Chelikal Sumin, I think Pei Beis. There's another chalik over here the Mishbaru makes that all this is when you're being toim the tafshol while it's cooking. Then we have a safik about balea or not balea. And la halacha lemaisa, what's brought down is that depends if you're swallowing a revius or not. If you're swallowing a revius, so then even though your kavanas v'tima, you make a bracha. But if it's less than a revius, you would not make a bracha. And also, you could taste from a few different foods, even each one less than revius. If each one is less than revius, then you would not make a bracha. However, if the food is already cooked and you want to taste it, so then already the shear is kezayis. It's brought down in the Mishabura. And Rav Moshe also backs the Mishabura in Chelik Alef Siman Pei.
You still do Torah?
Yeah, if you do Torah Achila, then you always get out of it. It's always Eitzah, and it's the best Eitzah. Okay. Ches, ha'oichal ha'shoyse l'refuah. So here we're talking about, we're eating or drinking something which is a meichel, something which is a shasiya, which is you're doing it for a refuah. Right? If you take a medicine which is not a food, which is not a shasiya, so then you don't make a bracha. So here we're talking about, where you're drinking or eating something with the intention of refuah. If it's something that has a good taste, even if the taste is not the best, but it's not bad. And then, yeah, I've had enough from it. Even though you don't want to eat it, you're only eating it because you're forced to some extent. You're being forced into it because you need to take it as a medicine. Then you'll make the bracha which is right for it. So if let's say I have a tea and my throat hurts, or I have a sore throat, and the only way to soothe it is by drinking a tea. But I never drink tea. I don't enjoy tea. But over here I'm taking the tea, the refuah. So if there's any hanah from it, then you make a bracha on it. Afilu dva isa kim shatari tziru layata. This is also a chiddush, that even if it's a dva iser, since the Torah is matter to you, right, it's a sakana, whatever the situation is, and Adrav, the Mishmur says it's a mitzvah to be mishmat of snapshay, to watch over your nefesh. So therefore, it's not b'chlal iser, and on this we're basking, that you make a bracha. I mean, if someone ate stam, he decided he has a taiva to eat iser, he does not make a bracha on it. But over here, where he has a mitzvah to eat it, so then he would make a bracha on it. But even who dove a marsh in him an enemy matter, but something which is very bitter, and he's not an enemy from it, ain't him a bracha. Someone who drinks a raw egg to fix his voice. He feels full. The amazing Zion of Varachalov. So he has to make a bracha on it. Siftes nichlas loydava begroine. Something got stuck in his throat. Veshoyse mashkin. He's drinking a drink. Oichal chatiches pas lebaloy to wash it down or to swallow it. Veshar davish in the enemy minute. Tzarch levarachal of the fun of a lachra. Avalim veshoyse ma'im shaloy letzimoy. He's drinking water, which is not to quench a thirst. Alkedei laavlim asher nichlas loy begroine. Just to swallow what got stuck in his throat, and the tzarech achav any other the tzarech lo yivarech fi she'ena ha'ano lo adam shtiyah samayim al kishu sheis letzimah. Okay, so this is a rule by water, by all other mashkin, orange juices, whatever soda, whatever you may be drinking. So there's always some ha'ano, there's episode ha'ano. It makes no difference what your intention, why you're drinking it. But water by itself has no ano. So if you're drinking litzimai because you're thirsty, you want to quench your thirst, so that's the ano, and you make a bracha. Over here, and when we talk about litzimai, we don't mean davka that your mom is like thirsty. But you're a little thirsty, somewhat thirsty, it's wetting your throat, it's wetting your mouth, it's doing something. But over here, the question is, over here, you're doing it purely just to wash down what's stuck in your throat. The Shmur gives another example where the Shmur says, someone who drinks water in the morning for a fuah, lo yivarech. The Shmur is in Reish Dalit, Sifkat Amen Beis. Question, what's he talking about over here? You're drinking water in the morning for a fuah. Right, there's a shadow that comes up before tainus. You're not thirsty at all, you're just drinking water, just so you shouldn't be thirsty tomorrow. Or if someone has to take a sonogram, so they tell you drink a lot of water, it fills up the stomach or the kidneys, or whatever it may be. You're just drinking it because you're told to. Or you don't want to dehydrate. You're drinking water, so you shouldn't dehydrate. Right? So in all these cases, do you make a bracha or not? So halacha l'maaseh, if you're drinking it before tainus, you shouldn't be thirsty on the tainus. Or you're drinking it so they shouldn't dehydrate. So that's cool, that's already. But the other cases where you're doing it just for a fuah, where the doctor said you need to drink it, that's the only reason I'm drinking it. So that already, the Shmur says, is mashmah, you don't make a bracha on it. The way it gets complicated also is the Bir Halacha brings on a case. You're drinking it to settle the food that right after you ate, you feel stuffed and you just want to drink to settle the food, then you make a bracha. Why is that different than when something gets stuck in your throat? Agabanim.
What?
So then it could be if you're doing it only for a fuah, so then you would not make a bracha. So in each case, you have to dine up. What is it? Try to maybe drink something with it that you could make a bracha, but these are the different cases that are given. And it needs to clear a geder, but there needs to be a nehenah from it somewhere. So Mishmur is saying that to settle the food down, that's called a hanah. That's a hanah sachila. It's part of the process of eating. You have to eat, you drink, it's but just something stuck over there in the throat to wash that down, that's not. It's a little. Okay, maybe we'll be marked a little better tomorrow. Okay, Yud. Shachach v'ichnas eichon sech pib le bracha. He forgot, and he put the food in his mouth without a bracha, and it's still in his mouth. It's still in his mouth. He didn't swallow it. Imu davash afim plito yehid lo yehid nimas. If it's something that, if he would spit it out, would not become disgusting, then what he should do is like a sucking candy. Let's say he put a sucking candy in his mouth so he could take out the candy. So then, yiflait l'toich yodai, he should spit it into his hand, v'yivarach alav, v'lo yivarach alav ba'id v'piv. He should not make a bracha on it while it's still in his mouth, v'shem d'chsiv yimale pi t'ila secha. It fills my mouth with your praise. So the mouth has to be filled with praise only. Let's say it was a piece of cake or a fruit. I already start chewing it. It would be moist to spit it out. Since it's also to just destroy food, push it to one side of your mouth. Can just move it over to the other side. And yesh loyoid mashkin. If you have other mashkin, yiflid elo liiva. Then you have no choice. You need to spit it out. The mice of the mishbru brings down in the case of ef shalay lasalkan. So then, right, the problem is you can't speak while the mashkin's in your mouth. So it brings down that there are those that held that they will matter you to even swallow it. But if you could make a bracha, you should make a bracha. But the kitza says one should spit it out. Then he's matter you. You don't have other drinks, and you need this drink, so then you can swallow it, and afterwards make a bracha shayna. Since you remembered while it was still in his mouth, bracha achrena lo yivarech, bracha achrena one should not make. Achim hu yayim eshasu biz yivarech gam bracha achrena. Now, If you swallowed it already, and then you remember it, so then for sure you cannot make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. There's eight, so they should try to quickly get something with the same bracha, make a bracha on that, and maybe we'll go back on what you just ate. But to make a bracha on that alone, no. But if you remember before you swallowed it, now you had to swallow it, so then you can make a bracha rishayna. Make a bracha rishayna. Okay. Over here, only because he remembered while it was still in his mouth, says daimik tzas ta oivelasiyase. That's what he says. Okay. Everyone should have a wonderful day.